رب العالمين، صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. Last night we talked about the progress that will be made after the advent of Imam Mahdi in respect to reintroducing pure Islam and the spread of Islam, and also we talked about the stages that may be there, so that finally all people will embrace Islam. There are some few more things which are left, and inshallah we talk about them tonight. One of the things that Imam Zaman inshallah will establish is pure and sincere brotherhood, kind of brotherhood that must always exist among believers. But unfortunately, this is not fulfilled. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, "Hatta idha qama al-qa'im ja'at al-muzamala." When Imam Mahdi comes, a sincere brotherhood and friendship will come. وَيَعْتَ الرَّجُلْ إِلَىٰ كِيسَ أَخِي فَيَأْخُذُ حَاجَتَهُ لَا يَمْنَعُهُ. To the extent that when a brother needs some money, he goes and takes the money from the pocket of his brother, and his brother will not be unhappy. He will be happy, and it's as if they are the same person. We have something from Imam Baqir that a person was with Imam Baqir, and Imam Baqir alayhi salam asked him about his own time. أَيَجِيُوا أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَخِي فَيُدْخِلْ يَدَهُ فِي كِيسَهِ فَيَأْخُدْ حَاجَتُهُ فَلَيْتُهُ. Imam Sadiq said, "You and your brothers, is your relation so intimate that one of you, when you need, can go and take the money from the pocket of his brother and he will not bother, will not be unhappy?" That man said, "No, we haven't reached this level." Then Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Fala shay'a izan." Imam said, "So nothing." Then this man said, "What does it mean?" It means that we are all destroyed. Fal halak izan. Imam said, "No, this means that you are not yet completed. Ezan lam yu'taw ahlamam." Still your brotherhood and your level of understanding is not completed. But in the time of Imam Zaman, this will be completed. Something related to this is that in the time of Imam Zaman, there would be no enmity and hostility. Love and friendship would be there everywhere. For example, there is a hadith which says, لو قد قام قائمنا لذهبت الشحناء من قلوب العباد. When our 12th Imam comes, hostility will go away from the hearts of people. واصطلحت السباع والبهائم. Even wild animals and domestic animals will not be enemies of each other. So how this happened? This is something that may need explanation, because this is something that we have in several hadiths. Because some people may say, okay, if wild animals are friends with the domestic animals, so what would these wild animals do? What do they eat? I think
One explanation is that, of course, some people say this is a metaphoric sense. It means that there is pure and complete safety, to the extent that even animals will feel safe. So some people put it in a metaphoric way. But the other way that can be maybe understood is that, okay, wild animals need food, okay? And normally this food must be provided with some other animals losing their lives and being killed, okay? But what may be happening is that this would happen without enmity and greediness. So the amount of food that wild animals would need would be provided for them, but without attacking the animals that cannot defend themselves in a greedy sense. So what they need, they will be provided with, but nothing more than that. So in the end, everyone would feel safe. But nowadays it's not like this. For example, if there is a wolf, and this wolf needs maybe just one prey, but if there are 20 preys, the wolf will attack all of them. Will kill all of them and leave them so that he may need in future. So there would be a kind of fairness even practiced by the wild animals. This is one meaning. The other meaning may be that there would be substitute food for them. This is also not strange. Maybe there would be food provided without need of killing sheep or cow or other things, you know, by the wild animals. In any way, this means that there would be utmost safety. And it said that a woman can walk from Iraq to Sham, to Syria, carrying jewelry, and no one will harass her, no one will attack her. So even a woman can walk alone from Iraq to Syria. Another thing is that when Imam Mahdi comes, the roads will become safe. There would be no thieves, no terrorists, no people who attack and make the people who are traveling in danger. Another thing similar to the previous one is وَتَخْرُجُ الْعَزُوزَةُ الزَّعِيفَ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقُ تُرِيدُ الْمَغْرِبُ لَا يُؤْذِيهَا أَحَدٌ. An old lady, even an old lady moves from east towards west, no one annoys her. So there will be safety, complete safety. So, establishment of brotherhood and removing hostility and establishing peace and safety. This would be among the things that will happen in the time of Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, and I recited last night quickly, in Surah Nur number 55, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is a promise that He has made. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah has promised the people who have believed and have done righteous acts to make them able to have the reign on the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable them to establish their religion on the earth, the religion with whom Allah is pleased. And لَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. Allah will change their estate from fear into the safety. So believers would not be feeling unsafe, feeling worried, feeling in danger. يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. Then they can worship Allah and there would be no pressure from outside to force them to worship anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if you want to make a little, you know, a stop, pause here, what I can say is that although the most important thing for us as human beings is our spiritual perfection, but normally you will not have that chance to concentrate on your spiritual upliftment and perfection unless your life is going in a smooth way. If you are challenged by lots of problems, if you are challenged by poverty, if you are challenged by injustice, if you are challenged by lack of security, if there is hostility, enmity, if there are tyrants who do not let you to actualize and flourish your talents, then it would be very difficult for normal, for average people to bring themselves up and uplift themselves. So you shouldn't wonder why so much emphasis has been put on all these, in a sense, material or worldly aspect of our life. If this Honda P5HSN could be please moved. Someone needs to go urgently outside. That's fine. So why so much emphasis has been put on these issues, as I said? Because these are the things that may make us busy. And when you are busy with these things, then you will not have that much chance to concentrate on the most important things. For average people, of course, there are people who are so determined that even if there is no safety, if there is no justice, if they don't have anything to spend on themselves, still they don't lose their direction. But for normal people, average people, this is difficult. And this is why, for example, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كاد الفقر أن يكون كفرا. Poverty is likely to lead to kufr. Many people, because of poverty, may lose their faith, or they may commit haram so that they can earn some money to spend on themselves. It's not that all poor people are like this. No, there are poor people who, despite all the difficulties, still remain loyal to their religion. But some people give up. And some of the things that, you know, these missionaries do in poor countries is by providing, you know, health and, you know, food and shelter, then gradually people embrace their own religion, the religion of these people. Because the poor, first of all, is looking after something to feed himself or his children. So, when Imam Zaman Ajallallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif comes, by removing all these obstacles, all these things that may preoccupy mind of people, give them the chance to concentrate on those things which are very important. And this is why their intellect becomes complete. You remember we said, when Imam Zaman comes, Allah puts His hand on the head of people and will bring back, will bring together, will collect their intellects. So their understanding becomes complete. You remember this hadith we talked about. So, when all this is done, then people would be able to have very clear and sharp vision about what should they do. So it would be like a heaven, but with a difference. That in heaven, in a real heaven, you don't have chance to increase your a'mal. In real heaven, everything is fixed. But this is even better than heaven. Why? Because still you can act. You can add to your good a'mal. You can worship, you can fast, you can pray, you can sing, you can increase your knowledge, you can show love to others, and increase your degree of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you go to heaven, inshaAllah, everything is perfect, but the problem is that there will be no further chance to act. There is a hadith from Ammar Sabati. He narrates from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, "Ju'altu fidak, may I be your ransom. Why should we wish to be one of the companions of Imam Qa'im, of the 12th Imam, in the time of his appearance?" He said, why should we pray for that? While we are now under your imamate. You are our imam. نَحْنُ الْيَوْمْ فِي إِمَامَتَكَ وَطَاعَتَكَ. Now, alhamdulillah, we have the privilege that we are with you, Imam Sadiq. So why should we pray and wish that we can be able to be in the time of Imam Zaman? And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam told him, Subhanallah. You shouldn't have this mentality. You shouldn't think that, okay, because in the time of Imam Zaman there would be no problem and no difficulties. So our situation is not better because we suffer, we are under pressure, we are being persecuted, we are being martyred, we are being imprisoned. No, you shouldn't think like this. Yes, maybe for you, an individual mu'min, even time of ghaiba or time of imams who were suffering is better. Because the time of Imam Zaman is like heaven. It's very easy. It's like eating cake. It's very easy. But Imam said you shouldn't just be concerned about yourself. Like someone who is in a ship and the ship is drowning and he has managed to reach the coast. Then he forgets all those people who are sinking, who are drowning. And say, okay, because alhamdulillah I have managed to save myself, so I don't bother what is happening. No. Imam said, Subhanallah. أما تحبون أن يظهر الله عز وجل الحق والعدل في البلاد. Don't you like that Allah establish truth and justice in all lands? ويحسن حال عامة البلاد. عامة العباد. And then the condition of all servants of Allah become good. Not that only you few mu'minin. عامة العباد. All human beings will be in good situation. وَيَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الْكَلِمَةِ. And Allah then brings unity and make all people gather around the truth, be in full agreement with each other. وَيُؤَلِّفْ بَيْنَ قُلُوبٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ. And Allah brings reconciliation among the hearts which are divided. وَلَا يُعْصَى اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي أَرْضِ. And that Allah will not be disobeyed. No sin will take place. وَيُقَامُ حُدُودُ اللَّهُ فِي خَلْقِهِ. And Allah's laws and regulations will be implemented. وَيَرُدُّ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. And Allah will give back the right to the people who own the right and the right has been taken away. فَيُظْهِرُوهُ. Then they would be able to declare this without fear, to express this without fear. حَتَّى لَا يُسْتَخْفَى بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْحَقِّ مَخَافَةَ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ. To the extent that they would not need to hide anything because of the fear of any creation. So Imam Sadiq said, you don't like this? Of course you like this. If you are mu'min, He would not be selfish. He would not say, okay, because now our situation is better because of all the merits and privilege that mu'mineen have in the time of ghaibah, and that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats them, especially because of the difficulties that they have, then you don't bother about other people. No, Imam Sadiq said, still you should wish that the advent of Imam Zaman quickly take place so that all people would enjoy and all the sins and crimes will stop and the rest. So this is another thing that we find about the time of Imam Zaman, that there would be no fear and the people of faith can, without any hesitation, without any reluctance, express themselves and can declare all the truths. Then in that time there would be no need for taqiyya. You don't need to hide anything. But in the time of ghaibah, especially according to some hadith, just before Imam Zaman comes, there is great need for taqiyya. And indeed the need for taqiyya increases as we approach the advent of Imam Mahdi. And this is something that is very important. And we should never think that, okay, now, because alhamdulillah we are somehow managing to establish ourselves as a Shia community, so there is no need to think about any, you know, reservations or any, you know, for example, observation of taqiyya. No, we must be very much concerned about this issue, and whatever causes any misunderstanding, any division, any damage to unity, we must be very careful and not do it. Okay, this is nearly end of our discussion about the things that happened in the time of Imam Zaman. And I make just a summary. And inshallah, tomorrow night, I will talk about the way we should have devotion towards Imam Zaman, as I promised before. So up to now, we have, alhamdulillah, talked about the concept of Akhiruz Zaman. What does it mean? What are different usage of this term in our hadith? And in particular, we refer to usage. One is a period of time which ends with end of human life, but starts with the time of Jahiliyyah before Islam. And the Prophet of Islam is considered the Prophet of Akhiruz Zaman. And a period which is shorter than this. Again, ends with end of human life, but starts just before Imam Zaman comes. It starts with the time of Qaybah, time of occultation. And we said, because both have the same end, so both can be called Akhiruz Zaman, because both are ending part of the whole life span. And then we talked about the significance of Akhiruz Zaman. Why is it so important to know about Akhiruz Zaman? We talked about the way different religions look at Akhiruz Zaman. And as far as we know, they are more or less all optimistic about Akhiruz Zaman. And then we focused on Islam, based on the Quran and also mostly Hadith, which gives us more detail. We talked about Akhiruz Zaman. We talked about the situation in respect to understanding, in respect to science and communication. We talked about the situation in respect to culture, moral situation, and about religion and faith before and after the advent of Mahdi. I hope, inshallah, this series of lectures have been, inshallah, useful. And this is opening for further, inshallah, work on this very important area. Inshallah, tomorrow we will have very important discussion. And that would be about how to devote ourselves to Imam Zaman. Do we have question and answer tonight? This is the first night for Lady Zainab
and Ahlul Bayt without Imam Hussein. The beginning of an even more painful part of their life.